It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
Homebodies. There's no other way to describe this year's flock of Turkana Farms turkeys. They apparently like it here and see no particular reason to rove in search of adventure. They rarely go farther than 100 feet or so from the barn, content to explore the compost mountain and nibble at the forest of mugwort at their doorstep. What a contrast to last year. As some of you may recall, Turkana Farms' 2024 turkey flock were notorious wanderers. My neighbor to the north, whose house is visible on the horizon nearly a quarter of a mile away, told me that when she was away during the week, she saw them on her remote security video cam congregating on her doorstep. I made several forays there to herd them home, and even more frequent visits several times a week to the more proximate neighbors to the east and south, to round up the turkeys grazing their yards. The flock rarely headed west, but one day, one memorable day, a neighbor driving down the street telephoned to let me know she'd seen the entire group heading down the road in that direction. Eric came with me as we located them and walked them home down the middle of the road. This year, only once in July have I had to leave the property to retrieve a turkey, and it was a single hen who had flown over the pasture fence to the road and couldn't figure out how to get back over it to rejoin the group. I've been puzzling over the contrast. To be sure, these last 2 years are the extremes. In the 20 years or so I've raised turkeys, all the other flocks have been somewhere between the two, with the birds often out grazing in the more distant reaches of the pastures with the sheep, but only occasionally flying over the fence out to the road, and always anxious to get back in. Until last year, I never thought about whether there was a natural default model, genetically implanted in the turkey, for grazing and homing habits. Confronted with the wanderers, last year I researched and found that turkeys in the wild have a typical range of about 3 miles. Within that radius, they may establish several homes, relocating roosting areas occasionally. Contemplating that kind of relocation kept me up some nights worrying, as roosting in the woods could make them vulnerable to numerous predators. Also, as Eric reminded me, if they were to damage a neighbor's property or cause a car to swerve to avoid them on the road, I could be liable. I assumed turkeys would develop a sense of greater allegiance to a single place if it were amply supplied with high-quality food and fresh cold water there. That would certainly explain why every flock has returned to the barn to eat and roost every evening, even though I had my doubts at dusk some days last year. But how can I explain the blessedly narrow range of activity of this year's flock when they're free all day to entertain themselves as they choose? Could it be that I'm hauling fresh wheelbarrows full of muck out of the barn twice a day these days, giving them plenty to peck at, to find insects where I deposit it on the compost heap? They sure spend a lot of time there. But that sort of economic determinism strikes me as a weak explanation. That a compost heap can be endlessly fascinating does not negate that a pasture and the woods beyond it are even more so. Could it be just random variation in personality? Isn't that what differentiates adventure-seeking humans from security-seeking ones? The fact is, much as we want to believe that animals are genetically programmed to behave in a certain way, there's always substantial variation in character traits and tastes among them. Last year, rabbits wiped out my Swiss chard bed in the garden but left me an ample harvest of beets. This year, the one remaining pesky rabbit who seems to be living under the rhubarb patch ate my entire bed of beets, but the Swiss chard has been left to thrive. Beets and Swiss chard are closely related. Their leaves have similar flavors. Why one year rabbits would favor one and the next year the other may find its explanation in that variation in personality and tastes. Finally, given that turkeys live in a flock that wants to move as a group, Could it be a question of leadership? Was there a visionary explorer leading last year's group on its peripatetic ventures? Was the hen so traumatized this July by being outside the pasture fence that she convinced all her peers of the wisdom of staying home? Humans, herd animals of a sort as well, seem particularly susceptible to being led down paths, both good and bad. For years, I've had a hard time selling sorrel. Just one Lent restaurant, the late lamented Gaskins in Germantown, could be depended on to order a few times each season. This year, I believe some influential chef or food writer somewhere has led the way in convincing others that there are worthy uses for the special green. I've sold all the sorrel I've posted on the Farm to Table app this season to a variety of producers each time. Sorrel's a food of the moment, kind of a food fad, I guess, thanks apparently to influencers who are as big in the world of food as they are in the world of politics. I like this focus on leadership as an explanation, but I think we have to remember that leaders are considered so only to the extent that followers choose to follow them. I'm convinced that we who are not leaders must choose the right leader to follow if we're going to walk a decent path.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.